For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's governor has ordered state employees back to the office despite still low COVID vaccination rates. Alex Smith has more.
After many state employees have worked remotely for more than a year, Governor Mike Parson ordered their return to the office by Monday, May 17th. A news release said the low case rates and access to COVID vaccines would allow for safe working conditions, although cases have risen in recent weeks and only 38% of Missouri residents have received shots. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Marianne Jackson agrees that a safe return is possible.
I think it's appropriate to make plans for individuals to be coming back.
No statewide mandates will be issued, but Jackson encouraged local communities to use appropriate COVID protocols to ensure safety. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.
Missouri lawmakers have passed a bill to limit public access to a number of government records. The Republican-led House yesterday voted 154-1 to send the bill to Governor Mike Parson. The measure would allow government agencies to close public access to mailing lists with people's addresses and phone numbers. Government agencies could close building security plans and refuse to release utility usage records. It also would give a 30-day deadline for people to pay once they receive a bill for the estimated cost to get public records, although requests could be resubmitted. The Missouri House passed expansive legislation around protesting and law enforcement Tuesday. Jason Rosenbaum reports that the bill sparked passionate debate in the House chamber.
The legislation could make it a felony to block traffic without permission, a common tactic of people protesting whenever a police officer kills a black person. It would also prevent the public release of some internal police investigations and lower the conceal and carry age to 18. Republican Representative Nick Schroer acknowledged that not everything in the bill will make it past the finish line, but the Republican from St. Charles County says that lawmakers need to send a clear message.
Many bills are on this, some good, some bad, but a yes vote on here will send this to conference, keep it alive, where we can negotiate which good pieces stay on.
Democrats contended the legislation is meant to stifle important civil rights movements that use protests to push for policy change. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The head of the Missouri office that oversees lawyers' professional conduct alleges that a review of the investigation that brought down former Governor Eric Greitens 3 years ago uncovered evidence that the prosecutor in charge concealed evidence that could have helped him. Alan Pratzel, Missouri's chief disciplinary counsel, contends in a court document obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that there is probable cause to believe that St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner concealed evidence that could have been favorable to Greitens' lawyers. The disciplinary case was under seal until Tuesday. Gardner's lawyer refuted the new allegations and called them, quote, another attempt by Ms. Gardner's political enemies, largely from outside St. Louis, to remove her. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.